We're going to go ahead and reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting.
What are these two doing in that room?
All right, so we announced at the beginning of the meeting we're going to go ahead and move items around on the agenda. So we're going to go ahead and move on to number 18 now. Discussion and possible action. Resolution number 2016-444. A resolution adopting the amended 2016 Story County Master Plan. The resolution includes comprehensive text amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan, including the following elements: land use, population, housing, economic development, transportation, public services and facilities, water and natural resources, cultural and historical resources, and other provisions thereof. The resolution also includes comprehensive map amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan and land use designation maps. Public participation is encouraged. Copies of the Master Plan draft may be obtained from the Planning Department website at storycounty.org, 521 updates, or at local phone number 847-1144, or from planning at storycounty.org. A copy will also be made available at the meeting. So, Mr. Osborne, you want to take the lead? Since you've been taking the lead for the last several years.
Well, thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. This is kind of a big day here, and it's exciting. It's not over, but it is exciting. And I just really planned on today going over some brief elements of what we've been going through, what the master plan is, what the recommendation is, and probably the most important part, I think, today is some acknowledgments that I'd like to make that are also embedded in the draft document of people that have been involved in this process over the last years. Really what the purpose of today is to adopt a master plan for Story County. It's a land use plan. It's a strategic plan on how we use our properties, how we develop our county, and how we allow things to occur across our county over generally a 20-year period with an anticipated 5-year update occurring with that plan. So there are two parts to this. There's the text, and the text are the narratives, the discussions, the goals and objectives, and the policies that this board, the Planning Commission, myself and our staff, as well as community leaders and developers and anybody else that wants to use land, follows. It's a plan. And then that plan is really the basis that you work your zoning ordinances, your other land use ordinances, and other regulations and entitlements for land. And the other half of this plan is the maps. NRS requires that you have text, and it requires that you have maps. And the maps, of course, tell you what you can do and where. This is not a zoning ordinance. This is more of a broad umbrella of land use patterns that you see in each of your communities. And then when you get into the very specifics of densities and things like that, that's where you get into your zoning ordinance and your zoning maps. And all of that has to work together. They all have to be consistent with each other now and in the future. So this has been a 7-year process with, I would say, about 4 years of intense work with our community folks. I think the most that I'm proud of this document that started in 2008 is really, as promised to people in this room and other people that live in our county and our businesses, is that we were going to go ground up and we were going to work with our property owners, our citizens, and our stakeholders in building a master plan that truly is ours. It is a custom document for Story County. Everybody in this room knows what is in the plan and really, I believe, believes in the plan because they were the ones that were integral in helping us develop it. And I'm very proud of that, probably more proud of that in this plan than any other element of it. A lot of counties will go to a consulting firm, put a master plan together. It'll have the latest trends and the nifty pictures and things like that. And it may not necessarily be aligned with the specific community in which they live. I believe ours is. Involved, like I said, the stakeholders through numerous meetings over the last 4 to 7 years. We went to all of the different communities multiple times, both with the Planning Commission as well as outside the Planning Commission, such as with homeowners associations and such meetings like that. And I think it is that homegrown element of this that will give this document the strength it needs and the validity it needs to be a defensive document against things that Story County does not want, or a complementary document for things that Story County does want into the future. The Planning Commission had its final action and adopted the plan on August 4th this year, 2016. It was a unanimous vote in favor of adopting the plan. Commissioner Larry Pruitt was absent from the meeting, so unfortunately was not able to vote on the item, but he submitted a letter of correspondence supporting or expressing his support for the document. And I want to commend him not only for his participation throughout this master plan process, but also in the 1994 master plan that this plan was based from. The recommendation is pretty simple. It is to approve resolution number 2016-444 as adopted by the Planning Commission on August 4th, 2016. And then at this point, I'm probably going to lean on you, Mr. Chairman, on how you would like to go from this point. The Planning Commission went to public comment, and we talked about public comment, and then they asked me to read and discuss some acknowledgments of folks that were involved in the master plan process, and then we went into findings and all of that. I do want to point out, however, that we do have a guest with us, Fred Steinman from the University of Nevada, Reno, and the American Planning Association Nevada chapter, and he has a statement that he would like to express to this board, as he has been involved with us in the final stages of the master plan in comprehensive editing, as well as a perspective from the American Planning Association on best planning practices, as seen in our plan, as he believes. And I would certainly welcome him to come and speak.
Okay, great. Brett, would you like to come to the podium, please?
Oh, Brett?
Good afternoon. Thanks for enjoying this long meeting.
No worries. Been through far longer ones in my day. For the record, Fred Steinman, Assistant Research Professor with the University Center for Economic Development in the College of Business at the University of Nevada, Reno. I also am a member of the American Planning Association, the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association, as well as the American Society for Public Administration and the International Development Council. Currently, in addition to working for the university, I also serve as the state chapter secretary for the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association as well. And I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Manager Whitten, and certainly Mr. Osborne for the opportunity to briefly speak with you regarding my findings and review of the proposed draft 2016 Story County Master Plan. The process of comprehensive master planning, especially in the world of land use planning, goes back to the very earliest days of urbanization in the United States, with the development and passage of the Standard State Zoning and Enabling Act. And through that particular piece of federal legislation, it was determined that the best planning occurs when individual property owners, citizens, residents, business owners, and various stakeholders at the localest of local level have the opportunity to engage in planning decisions that will impact their lives for the next 20 years and beyond. The Standard State Zoning and Enabling Act identified a number of best practices that we use to this very day, almost 100 years after its initial passage. In June of 2016, I was contacted by Mr. Osborne to review the draft 2016 Story County Master Plan, and even though I am very late to the seven-year-plus planning process that Story County has been engaged in, I do find that the Master Plan, as developed and written currently, is really truly in the best traditions and practices of comprehensive land use and master planning that we have developed over the last 100 or so years here in the United States. It represents a ton of work done not only by staff, who should be congratulated for their hard work, but also the continued vigilance of the Planning Commission, this commission, other county staff, and the various residents, property owners, business owners, and other various stakeholders that participated in the master planning process. After reviewing the various policy goals and objectives through all the individual sections, for at least someone looking from the outside in, it really does view as a reflection of the community's aspirations moving forward as the county continues to recover from the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, but also looks forward to future days of prosperity and growth in a way that is consistent with the community identity that this community and this county has developed over the several hundred years of settlement within this region. When it came to evaluation and review of the master plan, really most of my comments were editorial in nature, really designed to enhance the ability for the everyday citizen, the everyday resident, the everyday passerby to simply pick up the document, read the document, and get a general sense of the general direction that the Story County Master Plan outlines. My comments really focused on things like removing acronyms like BLM and replacing that with Bureau of Land Management, replacing DOT with Department of Transportation, and just improving sites throughout the document itself. Really, the only substantial comments I had in the review process was the removal of the phrase redevelopment in certain sections of the master plan in favor of the word revitalization. As someone who's worked previously for the Reno Redevelopment Agency and then the Carson Redevelopment Agency in the city of Carson in California, at least from a Nevada perspective, when one uses the word redevelopment, that often conjures up the image of Nevada Revised Statute Chapter 279, where revitalization is more of a general approach to enhancing the existing built environment. Also suggested changing the phrase new urbanism, which is really viewed in best practices in the planning literature as an alternative to traditional zoning ordinances, which the master plan relies on for the use of form-based codes, simply changing out new urbanism to neo-traditional design as, again, more of a general catch-all for a type of development standard that would be used in certain parts of the master plan moving forward. Based upon my work and membership with the Nevada chapter of the American Planning Association, as well as my previous experience in the world of land use planning and economic development, I really do find that this master plan is really in keeping with really the best practices and really what is best about the land use planning tradition, not only here in the state of Nevada, but throughout the United States as well. So again, my compliments to, again, the Planning Commission, this commission, Story County staff, and really all the citizens, the residents, the property owners, business owners, and all the stakeholders who have participated in what must feel like a very long, but hopefully very successful strategic planning and master planning process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tyman. Commissioner, any questions?
Thank you.
Brett? Brett? Thank you, sir. So, are we prepared to go ahead and take public comment on this, or did you want to read? We could do that first and then come back and read findings and then go ahead and read the resolution.
Yes, that would be great. And the acknowledgments, yes.
Sure, and the acknowledgments, yes.
Very much, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. Let's kick it off with public comment. Who would like to go first? Bob Hess.
Over here today?
Afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
For the record, Bum Hess with Story County School District today. Just here representing them, letting them know that they're very happy with how Austin has kept them informed on the master plan, you know, moving forward, and they're very happy in which the Planning Commission voted, I believe it was last Thursday or the Thursday before, and they're in full support of moving forward with this and looking forward to working with the county and Austin on all future developments. So the school district is very happy with what has happened. So just wanted to give Austin kudos. He's worked very hard on this. I mean, he was in there when I was in there just starting on this thing, so it's been a long time coming. And so congratulations on getting everything approved the other night at the Planning Commission. And once again, the school district is in favor of this.
Great. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, who's next? Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. And my concern here today is looking through the package. The Planning Commission, in their resolution to the Story County Board of Commissioners, in the resolution, listed 10 maps. In the package here is 18 maps. So it would be wrong for you to approve 18 maps today when the Planning Commission was very clear in their resolution that there was 10 maps.
Take a look at a response to that?
Yeah, well, go ahead. Yeah. All right. Who's next for public comment? Come on. We have a whole room of you. I know you guys are chomping at the bit out there. No more concerns?
Can we ask? It's been 7 years.
Yeah. Well, it's been 22 years, right, since the last master plan update?
1994.
94. So I believe that's 22 years. You've been working on this revision for 7 years. Your hair was brown when you started. Yep.
Okay. Can we ask Mr. Phillips?
I'm glad to see all the you folks from the River District come up with this.
We appreciate it.
Ask Mr. Phillips where the Planning Commission's resolution specifies 10 maps.
I see that here.
You're looking at our graph. Go back a couple more pages and look at the piece. No, the other way. Other way. See the one that are listed by Prater in bold. Okay, now that is their resolution. And I don't see reference to a number of maps.
Mr. Phillips, could you bring that up there and show us in yours where it says the number, please?
I don't see it here.
Well, the resolution.
Yeah, would you show us on the resolution where it says 10 maps? We're having a hard time finding it.
Okay. It's on the agenda. I don't have the agenda.
You specifically stated, I believe, that the resolution...
The resolution that...
You're talking about that it contains 11 chapters?
Yeah, the resolution is signed by...
Is it the resolution?
Yeah, correct.
I don't have my glasses. 10 maps?
Okay, it's written as 10 maps. 10 land use maps.
Okay.
See on the top here?
Got you.
I just counted 18 in the packet. And what's the chapter 278 of NRS? It's specific. The Board of County Commissioners cannot approve more than what they were given.
I know, but I think you just, let's read the verbiage on this. I think is where the correction is going to come into play here. And this is,
the resolution was given to you by Planning Commission and signed by all of them.
It says the line is appointed from maps.
Yeah.
And then specifically 10
right.
Land use maps.
Right. Right.
Okay. I think we're okay with this, Mark.
Well, there's 18 here in the packet.
I know, but...
I think I might have some clarification what's happening here.
We'll go ahead and let Austin clarify this.
But we're looking at a couple things. So the resolution talks about two things. Maps, in general, all the maps. Everything that you see behind you that the planning commissioners adopted and signed, they're done. And then the 10, that some of those maps are divided up into subsections. So you have planning areas, and then you have Gold Hill, for example. But Gold Hill, because it's so big, is divided up into lower, middle, and divide. So, and other areas, McCarran is the same thing. It's divided into three sections. You have north, central, and the south, because it's such a large area. In order to get detail, it's divided up. I believe, not speaking for Mr. Loomis, if you would like to speak on this behalf legally, that the word maps, as shown in the resolution, does encompass all maps that the planning commissioners adopted on August 4th. All maps, regardless of what they are.
The Planning Commission resolution references the approval of under the last paragraph on the first page of Resolution 2016-444, the Story County Planning Commission hereby resolves to amend the master plan by adopting the attached 2016 amendment of the Story County Master Plan with accompanying charts, drawings, diagrams, maps, reports, and other descriptive materials covering the following subject matters or portions thereof as are appropriate to Story County. The introduction of framework, themes, principles, land use, housing, population, transportation, water and natural resources, economic development, public services and facilities, public lands, cultural and historic resources, along with supporting references, maps, appendices A through J, bibliography, and 10 land use maps as the Story County Master Plan. Now, what I'm understanding is we have the land use maps do exist. They are broken down to encompass smaller areas within each land use area. All the maps have been signed off by the chairman, the acting chairman of the Planning Commission at the time, as well as by Lindy Renaud as the secretary of the Planning Commission. So I think it's appropriate to go ahead and address the resolution as proposed today to approve the land use the master plan amendments.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Willis.
I'd like to add on to that. As discussed at the Planning Commission, all of the maps in their most current form have been updated periodically on the county website. All of the agenda language throughout the Planning Commission process had referenced that agenda link to those maps. Anybody at any time could have gone and looked at all of the maps of the master plan during those phases that those maps were posted, and it included all of the maps.
Any other comments or concerns? Rosie?
Rosie Austin from Lockwood. I'd first like to thank the Planning Commission for listening to the residents of Lockwood. We really did not want to have residential put out there. And we had several, probably 100 people at one time coming to their meetings, and they definitely listened to us, and I'm hoping that you will pass what they approved. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Mm-hmm. More public comment? Okay, then at this time, Strasburg, I'd like you to go ahead and read the findings for approval on this.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, would you mind if I read the acknowledgments before the findings?
No, I wouldn't mind. Go right ahead.
Okay. Once I find them here. What this portion really is to me the most important. Now, there have been a lot of people involved in this process. I told the public since day one, this is not my master plan. This is not the plan of Osborne. I have that at home for my own personal life. But this really is the community plan, and the people that are here in the audience and the folks that have joined numerous, numerous workshops in all of our communities are really the ones that need to thank themselves for what we have in front of us. These are the official acknowledgments of folks that were involved either professionally, coming to meetings, or being intricately involved in the structuring of a plan. And the Story County Board of County Commissioners are the first acknowledgments, including Marshall McBride, Chairman, Lance Gilman, Vice Chairman, Jack McGuffin, Commissioner. I commend you not only for what you're doing here today, but you all have been in the process from the beginning while we were working in these public workshops. You didn't have to be coming to these meetings and seeing what's going on and listening to the conversations that occur, but you were, and that's very appreciated. The planning commissioners, to start off, Larry Prater as the chairman of the current planning commission, Virgil Buccianeri, John Harrington, Pamela Smith, Ron Engelbrecht, Jim Hindle, and Chris Thompson. I really very much appreciate and commend our planning commissioners for the hard work they do. They do the heavy lifting for everything, land use planning things, whether it's special use permits, whether it is the master plan, whatever. In our conversations, a lot of history that we had in developing zoning ordinances, permits for various land uses across the county, and other types of things were part of the conversations that helped lead to the master plan that's being brought here in front of you. I think it's also equally important to recognize former planning commissioners that were involved throughout this master plan process that are currently not commissioners, but they should be acknowledged. And they are Doug Walling. He was the chairman of the planning commission for, I believe, 12 years. Lydia Hammack. Both of them were involved with the first 1994 master plan, Brett Tyler, who also was, and Laura Kukuli, who had to leave the Planning Commission earlier than the adoption of this plan. All of these people were integral in the conversations that occurred and the heavy lifting that occurred in the adoption of this plan. County Manager Pat Witten, and then the Planning Department, Austin Osborne Director, Jason Van Havel, Planner, Lindy Renault, Planning Assistant. The three of us working on this plan together, I don't know what to tell you. Jason was integral in helping me bridge that gap from where it was to getting this thing done in a reasonable period of time. He brought expertise to the table that was very much a benefit to creating a plan that is complete. And Lindy was integral in the development of the maps and the geographic information system interface with our engineer Far West, as well as the folks in Douglas County. It is really our team that made this happen, and I want them to be acknowledged in here. Our district attorney's office, Ann Langer, district attorney, Keith Loomis, deputy district attorney, and of course, not least, Bob Morris, our special legal counsel. Bob and Keith have really been involved in keeping us out of things that have happened in the state with other master plans that were challenged and failed, and the background that they provided that occurred in other counties under their experience was just monumental in trying to navigate around some of the legal territory and to avoid some of the pitfalls that fortunately this board and our county will not get to experience in the near future because of their contributions. Other acknowledgments, these are folks that were involved in one way or another, both people and agencies. Our assessor, Janice Seddon, recorder, Jen Chapman, clerk treasurer, Vanessa Stevens, public works director, Mike Nevin, fire district chief, Gary Hames, comptroller, Hugh Gallagher, community development director, Dean Haymore, Virginia City Tourism Commission, Story County Board, School Board of Trustees, Comstock Historic District Commission, the Story County School District generally and staff, Bureau of Land Management, the Nevada Division of State Lands, the Nevada Energy Economic Development Division of NV Energy, local neighborhood organizations, and the University of Nevada, Reno College of Business Center for Economic Development, i.e. Fred Steinman. These people in one way or another were really involved in helping develop some aspect of this plan and making sure it was where it needed to be. And I want to send a special thanks to the Story County School District that was involved throughout this process. They provided a lot of guidance in doing what they find necessary for school development as well as community development in this plan. Those are the acknowledgments. Thank you.
Very good. Did you want to chime in?
I'll chime in after action, hopefully.
Okay.
Where no one can shut me up.
No,
okay, before I go ahead and call for the... Does the resolution need to be read into the record?
I did read it with the Planning Commission.
Okay. All right. Would you like to read it now, too?
It is... it's my understanding that the resolution are the findings for this. Would you prefer these be read into the record? They're pretty exciting.
The recommended motion is Exhibit B, and that incorporates the resolution.
Okay. Very good.
Is there room for one more comment, Mark?
There most certainly is.
Are you kidding?
I follow this all along since I've been on the board, and it's been quite an arduous process. And my hat's off to Austin for taking the lead on this and getting everybody to march alongside him. It's really been an interesting process. And I really want to also thank Mr. Brett Simon from UNR. I have to admit I hadn't read everything in this thing because it was just so intense. But I did go through the red line from front to back. And thank you for being so thorough on that. You really took it over the top with your cleanup. Thank you very much.
And also to the citizens and the residents of Story County for their participation,
yes,
you know, at these workshops, because it is with the input of the residents is just where it is today. So we're going to go ahead and follow your guidance, because this is your county.
This is your master plan.
That's it. So would you like to read the recommended motion?
Yes, and if you would like, Mr. Chairman, I've been talking for 7 years. And I also did read this resolution to the Planning Commission. I think it's good for the record to read the resolution. It takes a minute, but if you would like, I'll go ahead and just read the resolution. That way there's no ambiguity on whether it should have been read or not.
All right, go right ahead.
All right, thank you. So this is resolution number 2016-444. It's a resolution adopting the 2016 Story County Master Plan, and I'm reading it verbatim. Whereas Nevada Revised Statute NRS Sections 278-150, to 278-220 and Story County Code 1703-210 provides that the procedures for the adoption and amendment of the Story County Master Plan by planning commissions and the boards of county commissioners, and whereas the Story County Planning Commission, parentheses, has conducted numerous hearings throughout the Story County to obtain public input for comprehensive amendments to the text and maps of the existing Story County Master Plan over a number of years, and whereas notice of a meeting to be held on the August 16, 2016 by the Story County Board of County Commissioners to consider the adoption of the comprehensive changes to the master plan and maps was duly published in the Comstock Chronicle on the 22nd day of July 2016, and an agenda with a Planning Commission identifying as a topic of discussion the adoption of comprehensive amendments to the master plan and maps was duly posted on or before July 26, 2016 and published as required by law. And whereas the attached master plan contains 11 chapters, including Chapter 1, Introduction and Framework, Chapter 2, Themes and Principles, Chapter 3, Land Use, Chapter 4, Public Lands, Chapter 5, Population, Chapter 6, Housing, Chapter 7, Economic Development, Chapter 8, Transportation, Chapter 9, Public Services and Facilities, Chapter 10, Water and Natural Resources, Chapter 11, Cultural and Historic Resources, a Bibliography, Appendices, and Land Use Maps. Now, therefore, the Story County Board of County Commissioners hereby resolves to amend the master plan as recommended by the Planning Commission by adopting the attached 2016 amendment to the Story County Master Plan with accompanying charts, drawings, diagrams, maps, reports, and other descriptive materials covering the following subject matters or portions thereof as are appropriate to Story County. Introduction and framework, themes and principles, land use, housing, population, transportation, water and natural resources, economic development, public services and facilities, public lands, cultural and historic resources, along with supporting references, maps, appendices E through P, bibliography, and 10 land use maps as the Story County Master Plan, making note to the discussion we had earlier on maps with Mr. Lomas of the District Attorney's Office. The Story County Master Plan is adopted to conserve and promote the public health, safety, and general welfare of the citizens of Story County, and this will be adopted this 16th day of August 2016 by a vote of this commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. And we'll move on to Exhibit B here, the recommended motion. Do you want to read the motion? Do you want to commission it?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and read it.
Oh, aren't you supposed to read
it? I think general protocol is the voting board.
Yeah,
but okay. Should probably read
okay.
That motion.
Yeah.
I just make sure that just
yeah.
Is
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We call for a motion.
Have a motion to approve this?
I'll so approve and I'll read the motion. Based on the findings of fact shown in resolution number 2016-444 and conformance with federal, state, and county regulations and the existing 1994 Story County Master Plan, the recommendation for approval by staff and the adoption of the plan by the Planning Commission, I, Lance Gelman, motion to approve resolution number 2016-444, a resolution adopting the amended 2016 Story County Master Plan, including comprehensive text amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan, including the following elements: land use, population, housing, economic development, transportation, public services and facilities, water and natural resources, cultural and historical resources, and other provisions thereon. As part of resolution number 26-444, I also motion to approve comprehensive map amendments to the existing Story County Master Plan area and land use designation maps as recommended for approval by staff and the Planning Commission.
Very good. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Austin Osborne.
All right.
I just want to emphasize once again, it's part of the team that we're clapping for, as well as Jason here that's with us in the audience. Thank you very much, and then we'll have fun with this document. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, if I may chime in, you're done talking for a minute, son. The master of not only the master plan, but of understatements, starts out his comments today by saying this is kind of a big day. I'd like us all to pause and reflect on what this milestone really means, not only for the county, but for this man. He's done an outstanding job of saying this isn't Austin's plan, and it isn't. But I've watched him for these 7 years, sweat, toil, and put in countless hours. So I want to circle back, first off, on some of the people that he appropriately mentioned and the commission also emphasized, just to reemphasize yet again, the citizens of this county. This really is, as a citizen, our plan. And I think we can all take great pride that we have taken a very good piece from the 1990s, you know, and said, okay, times have changed in the last 20-plus years, and here's where we are. So we should take great pride as a county in this. And I thank you for your involvement, and Austin, again, for soliciting that, and board members like Jim and all the others that have
that have been so cooperative. I want to also thank people from the outside that we've already thanked. When a gentleman like Fred Steinman comes in from the university and says, I've looked at this plan, I've applied state, national, and consistent standards across them, this is a very sound plan, that speaks volumes. And Fred's involvement, I think, was just a late-inning, you know, happenstance that fell in our lap. I've worked with Fred for many years, listened to many a presentation, and admired him. He's apparently much older than he would look. But I would also tell you I've had the honor, the distinct honor, of co-presenting with him on certain panels as well. So thank you, Fred. Austin mentioned the Planning Commission, and I can't tell you the amount of work that they all put in, past and present. And I want to recognize the Vice Chairman and Acting Chairman at the time, Jim Hindle, is here. Jim and others that Austin has mentioned, both past and present, have brought a continued level of expertise to the process also. The County Commission. And no disrespect, former Commissioner Hess, since you worked for me, I can trash talk you. I've never seen a commission this dedicated as the current County Commission is. We didn't do a whole lot of due diligence and kicking the can today because they've been to the meetings. They've looked at the documents. They've talked to staff along the way. And we should all be very proud of our three commissioners in the process who have taken time on an awful lot of Thursday nights, and dedicated their time to fully understand the details of this. And lastly, I kind of want to circle back, you know, on staff. And again, Austin has done great reflecting and pausing on everybody save one person that I'll get to in just a minute. Staff had ample opportunity throughout the process to provide input, and when they were a little slow to provide input, sometimes Austin was right there chomping at the bit, saying, we need you to look at this portion of the plan. So he's done just a superb job there. So while this may not be Austin's plan, it takes a leader and it takes an engine to make it happen. And to that reflect, while Austin said planning staff, Austin Osborne, Jason Van Havel, Lindy Renaud, Desi Resman, and others, you know, the leader that I want to make sure we all respect, as we did by that ovation, is Austin. So to that end, you know, I'm going to present and maybe ask Jim and the commission to look at that. I have a plaque that was generously and lovingly created by, shameless plug for MX Trophies, you know, a Virginia City divide business, that I think is one of the greatest pieces to complement the greatest work perhaps ever done in the county with the master plan. So it is, you know, a three-dimensional plaque for Austin to hang in a suitable location because there's no room on his desk. It says, Austin Osborne, Planning Director, congratulations on your career milestone of developing and adopting the 2016 master plan, a seven-year endeavor of paving the way for success in Story County's future. Thank you, buddy.
They look so, Tom, they look so good.
Can we get such a ration?
You guys go ahead and lift it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, something else for you. How are you going to get all your stuff? Thanks.
Very nice. Now we're going to go ahead and move on to item 17, discussion of possible action, probably the most controversial thing on our agenda today.
Special use permit 2016-013 by Nature Conservancy. Mickey Hazelwood, the applicant's request to obtain a special use permit to alter portions of the existing Truckee River channel in the budding floodplain environment to facilitate flood management, water quality, and improvement, biodiversity, and habitat enhancement, noxious weed eradication, and recreation opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jason Van Haven with Planning. A couple of items on this agenda item is this is a river restoration project at the north end of the county on the Truckee River. The footprint of the project covers some areas of Washoe and Story County. And in the Story County side, it overlays two different parcel numbers. And with that, I'm going to turn over to the applicant, Mickey Hazelwood, with a presentation on the project.
Good afternoon, Commissioners, and thank you for your time in reviewing and considering this application for a special use permit. I think this is the seventh time I've been in front of this commission requesting such special use permits, so I'll try to keep this brief. Besides the long-coming master plan, it's a hard act to follow, so congratulations on that. So the proposed project is Tracy Phase 2. It's actually a continuation of the first phase of restoration work we did along the Tracy Reach. And it's also a continuation of the work that we did at the 102 Ranch, just upstream of USA Parkway. So here's the project location, the sort of purple outline on the lower right-hand side there, the south east portion of this map is the project footprint. You can see the Tracy Power Plant, Tracy Pond. The first phase of this restoration project was just upstream of the Tracy Pond there. And then the downstream portion of that footprint, that finger that extends out to the east, is actually on Bureau of Land Management lands. Just upstream of that, lands owned by the Nature Conservancy, and upstream of that, lands owned by NV Energy. So this project spans multiple ownerships. As with past projects, this is a reach of the river that's highly incised. Vertical banks on the river marked by invasive weeds. The goal of the project is to remedy this by excavating floodplain adjacent to the river, making it more accessible to spring flows for more frequent flooding, and to, again, restore some in-stream habitat for the fishery as well. Unlike most of our previous projects, this one is a little simpler, does not include any channel realignment, strictly due to site limitations in this area. In this area, you'll actually see several features that are intended to prevent the river from migrating. We have some private properties to the north and railroad to the south, so we want to protect those from any future migration of the river. Also put in a grade control structure on the downstream end to prevent any potential head cuts that may happen, and structures that would prevent any outflanking of the river of that grade control structure. Again, these projects are intended to improve wildlife habitat, flood attenuation in these areas. We increase flood storage in these areas by doing these projects. Of course, water quality for in-stream habitat, and then provide recreational opportunities in areas that weren't open to the public previously. As with past projects, local, state, and federal regulations apply, and there are about a dozen different permits and authorizations we have to acquire. Most of these are in hand now. A few of them are still outstanding, but should be in hand by the time for the project. Again, I think this is our eighth project. in case you aren't familiar with the work we've done in the past, the Lower River from Lockwood down to USA Parkway has been the focus for the last dozen years. We've done projects at Lockwood on Washoe County property, Mustang Ranch on Bureau of Land Management property, McCarran Ranch with the Nature Conservancy, Tracy again, Phase 1, which was NB Energy property under conservation easement, and then down at 102 Ranch, which is also Bureau of Management land. Just a quick rundown of some of the work we've done to date. Our monitoring program, both in-house and working with partners, is demonstrating that these projects are having the intended benefits in the area. We're getting a lot of usage in these reaches of the river. The fishing has actually become quite good. We have a lot of people traveling from all over the region, including California, particularly in the winter months when fishing is better on the lower reach of the river. These images just demonstrate that the vegetation composition is changing drastically along these sites. A little difficult to see the colors on the wall here, but the image on the upper left is McCarran Ranch pre-project. All of that orange and yellow color, those are all invasive weeds. You'll see those colors being replaced by more green, which are desirable species. Again, same with Lockwood, 102 Ranch, just a couple of examples of how the projects are progressing. Like I said, I'll keep it short. And again, thank you for considering this application. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those now, or you're free to contact me at any time.
Is your work going to take you all the way to Pyramid Lake?
You know, we'd love to, but we're kind of running out of accessible land and funding.
You mentioned up there you're creating public accessibility, and how are you going about that?
So a lot of these reaches prior to restoration were in private hands with no legitimate access. So at the McCarran Ranch Preserve, we have always intended to have that property open to the public since we acquired it. And I would like to thank the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center and Commissioner Gilman. We had difficulty opening that site due to it being adjacent to the railroad. And if not for Mr. Gilman and the Industrial Center, there probably wouldn't be legitimate public access at that site still today. They were kind enough to grant an access easement across lands they owned that allows the public to circumvent the railroad. The other properties, actually, some of them were in private hands again before restoration projects, so we worked to put the 102 Ranch property in the hands of Bureau of Land Management through the Southern Nevada Public Land Management Act. Mustang Ranch, you probably know the story behind that one. That property's transition from private hands to public, but we work with these entities to do the restoration projects and ensure that they're continue to be open to the public in the future.
Are these access points marked?
They are. Okay. They are, yeah. And some of them may not be extremely obvious, but we have some information on our website. And you're, again, welcome to call me anytime, contact me anytime, anyone who's interested in these properties. So,
thank you. Well, your organization does wonderful work out there. I mean, the revitalization of the river. I mean, fixing all the mistakes that the Armored Corps did years ago. So,
thank you. Yeah. Try not to beat on them too much and point that out. But, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Appreciate you saying that.
Any more questions, Commissioners?
No. Thank you.
Any public comment?
I have something, Mr. Chairman, if I may. One thing just to clarify, Mickey's statement, he's been around a long time, and he knows when we talk about the Mustang Ranch properties, we need to make sure we specifically say the former Mustang Ranch properties located off of the Mustang exit, because I'm here to tell you the Mustang Ranch is alive and well, both as a steakhouse here and another operation perhaps out in the general vicinity. So,
thank you for that clarification.
With that, I want to add that it has been a true pleasure over the years
to work with you, and that's something I think you and I both know I wouldn't always have said about some of our past experiences and cooperation together. And as the chairman has indicated, the Nature Conservancy has really done some fabulous things along that river. I hope we get to see you many more times, but even if you're running out of land, you're running out of county for us. You're going to have to start working with Washoe and Lyon as you hook around up toward Pyramid if you go with it. So thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you over the years.
Let's go ask for any public comment. Okay, no. Ask for a motion for approval.
I'll say in accordance with the recommendation by the staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 5.1 of the staff report, and the compliance with all conditions of approval, Lance Gilman hereby recommend approval.
I'll hold you for just one second.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right. But I'm going to ask Jason to go ahead and read the findings.
Okay, that's good.
First, got ahead of myself here.
I practiced.
Yeah. If you'll read the Thank findings you. For approval, please.
Thank you, Jason Van Havel. Section 5.1. 5.1.1, Story County Code Sections 1735.040T and 1776.020I, use is subject to special use permit, require a special use permit for nature resource projects, including river and waterway restorations, wetland creation, and recycling in the I-2 heavy industrial and NR natural resource zones. 5.1.2, the subject land is located in McCarran, Nevada, but is not located within the boundaries of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Therefore, the proposed use is not subject to the restrictions or entitlements of the development agreement between Story County and the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. 5.1.3, the conditions of special use permit number 2016-013 will not conflict with the purpose, intent, and other specific requirements of the I-2 heavy industrial zone and the NR natural resources zone in which the project is located. 5.1.4, the special use permit complies with all federal, state, and county regulations. 5.1.5, the special use permit will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the adjacent properties of the surrounding area. The proposed project and the final product will not conflict with or adversely impact surrounding existing land uses, future land uses, or land use entitlements. 5.1.6, the conditions of the under special use permit 2016-013 impose sufficient regulations on the proposed project and reasonably mitigate associated impacts on the surrounding environment and closest land uses. 5.1.7, the conditions under which this special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements of Story County Code Chapter 17.12, General Provisions, Chapter 17.35, I-2 Heavy Industrial Zone, 17.76, and our Natural Resources Zone, and Chapter 17.03.150, Special Use Permits, or any other federal, state, or county regulations, including public safety and health codes.
Great. Staff recommendation for approval?
Yes.
Now we're ready. We'll also move in accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 5.1 of the staff report, and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Lance Gilman, hereby recommend approval of the conditions for the parcel map application number 2016-018 that merges three Virginia City. I'm on the wrong one. Yeah, let me start over.
Yeah.
I'm about to do something else.
We starting over on that one?
Yeah, I got this. I got to do over. Scratch that. I think I got the right one now. Okay, I'm sorry. Recommended motion. Do over. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 5.1 of the staff report, and in compliance with the conditions of approval of Section 6 of this report, I, County Commissioner Lance Gilman, hereby recommend conditional approval of Special Use Permit Application Number 2016-013 to amend portions of the Truckee River Channel and abutting floodplain areas for the purpose stated forth in the SUP application, located at 191 Win-02 Road, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, APN 004-091-72 and 0 PLC number 4, PTN number W4S34T20NR22E, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, APM 004-091-30.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We move to second to approve the special use permit for the Nature Conservancy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you for coming up today.
Mr. Chairman, if I may at this time, I'd ask the chair to consider invoking item 3 under our notices that indicates items may not be necessarily heard in the order they appear. When I asked for moving things around the agenda, I neglected to ask for perhaps a little bit of accelerated, such as it is, action on item number 14, dealing with the possible purchase of the lots next door. My reason for expediting that, as much as it is because we've got legal counsel here. And then right after that, I would ask that we expedite item number 16, and which is a special use permit application under the applicant, Lori Weatherstein, who has been very patiently waiting, and probably learned much more about local government than she may have ever intended to when she came here today. So, if that's your approval.
You bet. Okay, so we'll go ahead and we'll move the agenda around a little bit again more. We'll move up to number 14 next. And 16 to follow that. Being that item number 14 is an item which I have a pecuniary interest in, at this time I'm going to turn the gavel over to the Vice Chair, Mr. Gilman, and I'm going to recuse myself from any testimony and abstain from voting, and I'll take a seat in the audience.
Item number 14, discussion of possible action, will be consideration of and possible action to approve contract for the purchase of 3 lots from the Bucket of Blood Saloon, which are adjacent to or close to our courthouse. The addresses of the lots are 55 and 75 South A Street and 50 South B Street. They bear assessor parcels number 1081-01 and 1081-02 and 1-081-05.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Keith Loomis, Deputy District Attorney. I think as we know now, the county has been proposing for some time to make improvements to the parking lot next to the courthouse to make it more accessible and available to members of the public and employees. And what we have learned is that in order to make improvements to a parking lot, the county has to own the parking lot. And that's what this agenda item is here for today, is to address the purchase of the 3 parcels that comprise areas adjacent to the courthouse that are owned by the Bucket of Blood. As Chairman McBride has a substantial pecuniary interest in the Bucket of Blood and the outcome of the contract, we had to make an application to the Ethics Commission. We made a first-party opinion request to the Ethics Commission to ask the Ethics Commission whether or not it would be permissible for the county to enter into a contract with the Bucket of Blood for the purchase of those lots. There was a hearing that was held, and at the close of the hearing, the Ethics Commission said, yes, it would be permissible under these circumstances for the county to enter into the contract with the Bucket of Blood in light of the fact that the lots are unique, they're only available here, and that it would be in the public interest to purchase the lots, and that we would be strictly required to follow the requirements for an appraisal of the property prior to entering into the contract. And that's what the county has done. Ann Delahaye did the appraisal of the 3 lots. Her appraised value of the lots as they existed prior to the time excavation work was done was for $200,000. That is, she was sworn under oath to make that appraisal, and she did that some time ago, but renewed that in April 2016. So we're here today to address the question of whether or not to enter into the contract to purchase these lots.
It's going to cost $200,000 per the appraisal. Close of escrow is set for July 1st, 2017, which is when the existing lease on the with the bucket of blood expires. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may have.
So do we have any questions, Jack, Mr. Loomis?
No, this is I appreciate Chairman McBride being flexible with the county to help create more parking. I think we all benefit, of course. You notice as soon as it was just a flat piece of dirt, people were filling it up. So it's time to move forward and get it cleaned up and looking nice. I do have a question on the recommended motion. It's you state at 55 and 75 South A Street, and then I got a percent zero South B Street.
I have made a corrected agenda action report, which reflects a change in the recommendation. Reflected as 50 South B Street.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And also that I originally proposed to have the give the county manager the authority to sign the contract, but the contract is set up for the acting chairman to sign, so I have also asked that the motion include authority to the acting chairman to sign the contract.
I won't call for a motion quite yet. Any other comments or questions?
Just one thing I'd ask be stated on the record, because this is integral. Even though escrow will not close until the signing of the lease, the approval of this purchase and the execution of the document today does allow us to go forward under our prescriptive rights or legal rights, whatever they may be, as the future owner to begin the bidding and construction process so we don't have to wait till July of next year to begin that, correct?
That is correct. Once the contract is signed, there are no conditions on the close of the escrow. The requirements are the county will deposit $200,000 into the escrow. The bucket of blood will submit a deed, and there are no conditions. That will give us the equitable ownership of the property and authorize the county to proceed with the improvements on the parking lot.
So we could actually proceed with the construction portion?
Yes.
After
yes.
approval.
I believe Mr. Osborne might be ready to contact Far West and say go to bid now.
So with that, call for any public questions here today?
I forgot I asked to
Mr. Hess, nice seeing you, sir.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you.
Zippers up.
Bum Hess, Story County lobbyist and former county commissioner. I'm up here just to kind of let everybody know we've been trying to get those lots, not just recently and not 15 years ago, but 40 years ago. Yeah, I was talking with my dad when the house burned down that Steve lived in, I believe in the late 70s was the first go-around for that with Laura Del Carlo and Henry Bland, and I don't remember who else was on the board. And then in the 80s, when my dad was commissioner, they made a run at it as well, and Don McBride at that time, the matriarch of the McBride family, just let the county use it at their own discretion for quite a long time. And then we made a run at it when I was commissioner as well. So there's been a lot of runs made at this. This is not anything new. And it's just every time that we really wanted it, we didn't have any money. So now that we have a little bit of money, it's prudent that it moves forward. But I just wanted to give a little bit of history on that. This is something we've been trying to get for literally 40 years since Steve's house burned down. So glad that we finally got it. Now we own the whole block. We have plenty of parking to do whatever we want with. So congratulations on getting that. It's something really that today's kind of a day of, going across the finish line. But, you know, this started 40 years ago. So, anyhow, just wanted to share that information with you.
Thank you.
All right. I think I'm going to echo Jack's comments that thank you to the McBride family very, very much. We are desperately in need of parking here in our community, have been. And thank you for allowing us that opportunity. So with that, I'll call for a motion.
I move to approve the contract for the purchase of three lots located at 55 and 75 South A Street and 50 South B Street from the Bucket of Blood Saloon and authorize the acting chair to sign.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you.
There's a little one right here.
Thank you, gentlemen. Now we're going to go ahead and move along to item number 16. This is discussion on possible action. Special use permit 2016-018 by Lori Weatherston. Pronounce it for me, Jason.
Weatherston.
Okay. The applicant's request merging three approximately 50 by 100 Virginia City lots into two approximately 75 by 100 lots located at 180 South O Street, Virginia City, Story County, APN 001-251-10. 190 South O Street, Virginia City, Story, little typo there. Story County, APN 001-251-11. And 200 South O Street, Virginia City, Story County, APN 001-25112. Mr. Van Halen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jason Van Halen. For the record, the applicant, Lori Weatherston, is present. She's representing the property owners. There's three parcels associated with this application, two property owners. One of the owners owns two of the parcels. What the owners would like to do is, instead of having three individual lots, each approximately 50 by 100, they would like to realign the lots so when they're done, there's two lots approximately 75 feet wide and 100 feet deep. This is an agreement that the two property owners reached because one of the property owners would like to have a larger lot to be able to build a house in, so they'd like to improve the lot to be able to develop a house and accompanying RV parking because they would like to live on the property and that would help them enjoy the property. The subject property and the area of property are all R1 residential. This realignment of the lots is in compliance with all of the zoning laws and regulations. It seems to have actually a potentially a positive impact on the area because in modern standards, larger lots are a little bit better than the smaller lots. There's been no public comment to date, and like I said, the applicant is present if you have any questions.
So there's no objections from any of the neighbors?
No objections.
Is it one owner for all three lots as it stands?
At the end, one lot will be owned by each of the owners. So two owners will each end up owning one of the lots.
Good size lots. Any public comment regarding this? Any more questions from the commissioners?
Nope.
Staff's going to recommend approval of this?
Yes.
Would you go ahead and read the findings, please?
Under staff report, section 5.1 for the motion for approval, 5.1.1, the parcel map complies with NRS 278.475 through 278.477 relating to the changes in location of boundary lines, and 5.1.2, the parcel map complies with all federal, state, and county regulations pertaining to parcel maps and allowed land uses. In 5.1.3, the parcel map will not impose substantial adverse impacts or safety hazards on the abutting parcels, abutting properties or the surrounding vicinity. In 5.1.4, the conditions of approval for the requested parcel map do not conflict with the minimum requirements of Story County Code Chapter 17.16 R1 residential zone or any other federal, state, or county regulations.
Very good. Thank you for that, Jason. Can I get a motion on this?
I'll make the motion in accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 5.1 of the staff report, and in compliance with all conditions of approval. I, Lance Gilman, hereby recommend approval with conditions for the parcel map application number 2016-018 that merges three Virginia City lots into two lots located at 180 South O Street, Virginia City, Story County, APN 001-251-10, 190 South O Street, Virginia City, Story County, APN 001-251-11, and 200 South O Street, Virginia City, Story County, APN 001-251-12.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to go ahead and approve special use permit 2016-018. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Jason? All right. Moving along now to item number 9. I'm going to recess as the Story County Board of Commissioners and convene as the Story County Brothel License Board. Next up is item number 10. This is discussion and possible action. This is a work card appeal for the revocation hearing for Laura Eileen Williams.
Mr. Chairman, Lance Gilman here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to declare that I have a pecuniary interest in the business the issues surrounding the work card appeal, and therefore I'm going to abstain from a vote, and I'm going to join the audience.
Very good.
With no discussion.
Thank you, Commissioner Williams.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Williams, if you'll come up to the podium.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. You go ahead and identify yourself for the record.
Yes, my name is Laura Eileen Williams, and I'm grateful to be here today to ask for my license back. So I guess I'd like to start by saying it was really exciting to be here today, and thank you for giving me a piece of Story County. That was really cool. Congratulations on everything you guys did. I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a hardworking single mom. I live in Reno. I have an 11-year-old daughter. I take care of her. She plays three musical instruments, and she is in gymnastics at an Olympian Certified Gymnastics Center in Reno. I am working as a managing caretaker for a 24-unit apartment complex in the Riverwalk District in downtown Reno. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous, you guys.
All right, that's all right.
I'm really used to public speaking. So, like, the activities that I engage in, I feel like are good for the economy. I consider myself a mindful citizen who is a law-abiding person. I am a conscious consumer. I spend my money locally. I do enjoy Virginia City, and I can't wait to do the train in the wintertime. So I just wanted you to know a little bit about me before I tell you that what's happening is that a crime I committed in 2011 in Madison County, California, is keeping me from having my license currently. I would really appreciate having that back. I want to let you know that after I did commit that crime, it was a very dark time in my life, and I immediately came back to Reno and started to work on, you know, bettering myself and making better decisions, you know, not breaking the law, not hanging out with people who got me in situations like that. I have brought information, documentation of activities I've engaged in to have a healthy life. Not only like, am I currently in real estate and property management classes, so I have like a bright future ahead of me. But I took about 2.5 years out of my life to take mindfulness meditation classes, go to drug rehab to get off prescription pain pills, which was a huge part of the problem in 2011 that caused that behavior. And I would like you to look at them if you're interested, just so you can see this documentation that I have gone through great lengths, 2.5 years of my life dedicated to being a better human being and better citizen. And I can guarantee that this kind of thing won't happen again.
Okay.
So I do request to have my license back.
Okay. We're going to ask you just a couple of questions.
Sure.
And so this arrest was in 2011.
Yes.
And so we don't have a staff report on you, so we're just going to shoot from the hip on this.
Okay.
Okay. And so... So is the reason for the revocation just because you omitted to put down this arrest on your application?
Apparently. I'm really sorry. I'm not too familiar with, like, all the codes for criminal charges, but the criminal charge was assault with a deadly weapon, and I was under the impression that that had been, like, taken down to a lower charge. So I believe that it was omitted, and I really apologize for that. It was not intentional.
Were you convicted of that crime?
I believe I was. I honestly I don't really understand how the court systems work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were arrested, so you're not sure if there was a conviction.
Is it a felony? Is it a felony?
No, let it go and I'll work.
So,
it was not a felony, though.
Okay, so anyway, we're looking at 2011, so this was like 5 years ago. Jack, do you want to weigh in on some questions?
Would you like a little bit more clarification?
I was going to ask you. Yeah, then I was going to ask you. So, yes, I would. Go ahead, Sheriff.
The applicant has disclosed all of the things from her background, and that has been confirmed through the background check that we conducted. However, the purpose is not just the one instance in 2011 for the revocation. There is a history between 2008 and 2011 of multiple incidents of physical violence with individuals. There's at least 4 convictions during that time period by the applicant's old admission, and it's a whole pattern of conduct over a period of years that caused the concern resulting in the revocation of the temporary work card.
Okay. So did she disclose everything that you were expecting on the application, or was this?
Yes, she did disclose.
She did, and so that would preclude her from getting a work card because of these convictions.
No, the one instance that she refers to, the assault with a deadly weapon, it was a felony arrest. However, through the plea negotiations, it was reduced down to a misdemeanor offense. However, the ordinance on brothels says that it's more than just a felony conviction. There is behavioral issues in there that can be brought forth. And I believe the one caveat is any other issue that the sheriff may have concerning public safety. And with her history of violence, physical violence, that was the cause of this revocation.
Okay. But no history of violence within the last 5 years?
Nothing that has been uncovered, no.
Okay. Can I show me?
Yeah, please.
Okay. And I'd like to clarify with the sheriff, because I'm going to disclose for the record that a lot of what is in Section F of our work card requirements as far as what is a disqualifier and what is not was done years back with key brothel officials, staff, myself, either as sheriff or not. I can't remember who did what when. But one of the key elements, I mean, we only have 5 disqualifiers. And those 5 disqualifiers are a misdemeanor possession or use of a controlled substance within the last 3 years. You know, not relevant here. But we did these disqualifiers under a mutually agreed atmosphere of, despite the remediation and everything, that these are the types of things both the county and presumably the brothel at the time, at least, did not necessarily want that element in the brothel, you know, no matter the circumstances. Second one is theft, embezzlement, or misappropriation of funds. Third, and I think the one applicable here, is violence or the use of any deadly or dangerous weapons. And again, as the sheriff has accurately stated, the issue of whether it's a misdemeanor or not, so long as it was a criminal conviction dealing with a weapon,
or violence,
that would be, you know, in my opinion, you know, grounds to consider revocation on the sheriff's part, and whatever actions you may choose to take. Any crime involving the illegal use of firearms, okay, again, that's, you know, whatever, and petty theft or shoplifting within the last year. So as you notice, out of the 5 disqualifiers, we have 2 time periods. We don't have any time periods on the other. So I think the intent at the time, and as we look at potentially redoing the brothel ordinance, we can certainly look again to say, do we want to put time limits on there? Certainly, you know, I think a track record, some of the history that the appellant has, you know, has suggested ought to be worthy of consideration. But this one, in my opinion, are not some of the types of circumstances we ever face usually. This is an outright disqualifier.
Okay, so we don't have any time limit on actions of violence.
Correct. At this point, according to our ordinance, correct.
Now, your office originally went ahead and issued a work card to this individual, even though this information had been divulged to your office.
Normally, we will issue a work card at the time of application.
Okay.
Pending the results of the criminal history background.
Okay. So, she's here asking that we reinstate her work card. If she were to appear in your office today for an initial application, would your office issue her a work card based on the information that you would have today? Or would that be grounds for denial immediately?
Well, I don't know if I'm understanding your question or not.
If you had the information...
We issued an initial work card, yeah. A temporary work card, right, to her, and upon confirmation, because applicants, sometimes, as the applicant stated, she may not necessarily be familiar with the court systems and how they work, so we have a lot of erroneous information that's submitted to us, and so it's kind of a best guesstimate, give them the benefit of the doubt, but once the criminal history comes back, then we have clarification as to what happens, and the card is, or okay, the temporary card is revoked.
Okay, so let me ask you in this terms, knowing what you know today, if she filed an initial application with you today, would she be denied that application?
Correct.
She would be denied right now.
Correct. She would be sent to
you. Is that the way you read it in our statute?
I do. It's violence or, and it talks about it even being a lesser crime, so it does not have to be a felony use of violence, nor does it have to be with a deadly weapon or a deadly weapon.
It says or dangerous violence weapon. Or the use of any deadly or dangerous weapon.
Right.
Or any crime involving the illegal use of firearms.
So the violence is on its own. So violence or, okay, and there's no time frame.
All right. Commissioner McGuffey and I have always, in the past, been pretty concerned and considerate of the applicants looking to have their work cards reinstated. But I don't know today, Commissioner McGuffey. For us to go ahead and reinstate this work card would almost be like we're going to be in violation of our own county ordinance.
Right, I agree with you there. I won't allow this to go through.
You know,
the firearm in the history of violence is kind of, well, that's unless we got to follow our rules.
And unless in the future that there's any changes to the brothel ordinance, and you put a time frame in there.
That's right.
If you had a time frame in there where if it was to exceed a certain period of time, then I think there's something we can consider.
Right.
Along those lines, if I may, I mean, regardless of your decision, but kind of knowing you well enough to guess where this may head, you know, I want to thank and encourage Ms. Wilson to stay tuned, because we have updated this brothel ordinance many, many times, and we have at least one more anticipated, and who knows what else. And it's more than likely that staff, legal counsel, and hopefully the officials from the brothel, you know, will take a look at what we've learned today and say, is there a reason to consider putting either misdemeanor or gross misdemeanor or felony limitations on it and or time limitations? So, with that said, I have nothing further.
So, in any event, Ms. Williams, I'm going to give you encouragement to go forward in whatever your endeavors are, but I'm going to ask Commissioner McGuffey to go ahead and make a motion to uphold the sheriff's decision for your revocation.
Is there any way I can redeem myself from my past and still be okay?
I don't think that we have anything within our county ordinance that currently that there's anything that we can do, anything you can do, and until we look at maybe we're going to have to look at our ordinance and see if there's some way that we can put time limits, some type of time limit on these type of situations. But for me to recommend that we go ahead and reinstate your work card, I think we'd be in violation of our own county ordinance.
And I might add, as staff, Ms. Williams, that, you know, as a former sheriff in this county, and one that from the county perspective has been integrally involved with the brothel for many, many, many years, I would tell you the thing you can do is exactly what you have done these past 5-plus years, is stay on the path you're on, you know, and, you know, at least for the moment understand that government is obligated to follow its own laws the same as everybody else are. But I would applaud your rehabilitation and changes in life and say the best thing you can do is stay on that path and don't get discouraged.
Thank you.
Okay, so Commissioner McGuffey, if I can get a motion for you to deny.
Yes, I'll make a motion to uphold the sheriff's decision and deny a work card at this time.
I'll second your motion. I move to second to deny this, the appeal. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you for coming up. At this time, we're going to adjourn as the Story County Brothel License Board and to convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Moving along now to... 11 here. This is for possible approval of liquor license. First reading for Mellow Fellow at 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada. I believe that's the Firehouse Restaurant, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
This is still first. This is just first reading. It's still in the background phase. We have completed the criminal portion of it, and there's nothing that would preclude this applicant. We're still just going through the rest of the background process.
I think. Isn't he? I think he has a. He's got a business set up in another local jurisdiction, doesn't he? In Reno or somewhere.
We believe a couple of them.
Yeah, if I may chime in on that, both the sheriff and I have had the pleasure of meeting Ryan, along with others. From my understanding, from meeting with him, is Mellow Fellow actually has three other operations, I believe. They started in Kings Beach, and were very successful in their operations. They've subsequently expanded, I believe, to Truckee. And while I've never visited either of those two facilities, they are now the restaurant directly across the street from the Aces Ballpark in the parking garage. I forget what they really call that garage, but you know, they're a fairly sizable regional operation.
Well, Sheriff hasn't found any reason to his background so far to deny anything, so.
All that's been completed so far is the criminal fingerprint portion. Okay. And there's nothing that would preclude him at this point.
Right. Okay.
Is he got a temporary?
So, can we get a motion to approve the first reading? Liquor license?
Also move. I'll make the motion to approve as part of the consent agenda, the first reading, liquor license, both on and off sale for the Mellow Fellow operating out of 171 South C Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
Been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Go ahead and why don't we go ahead and adjourn. Where am I at here? Let's recess. Let's recess to reconvene the Story County Board of Commissioners. Is that where we're at?
Yes. Yeah. I think you're actually adjourning. You're adjourning as the liquor board.
Okay.
Okay.
We're on 13.
Are we still here?
Yes, we are.
Okay. We are going to move along now to item number 13. Discussion of possible action.
No.
This 15?
Is important.
We're
14.
13.
Approved bid award for public works project number ST-2016-230. Tape seal project on approximately 10 miles of selected roads and streets in Story County.
Good afternoon, commissioners. For the record, Mike Nevin, Public Works Director. As you're aware, this project was put to bid as Public Works Project ST-216 2020-230. Bids were solicited per the requirements of NRS 332 and 338, respectively. We received two bids for the project this year, one from the low bidder, Intermountain Slurry Seal, and the other one from Sierra Nevada Construction. And the bid tabulation form is part of the packet. The bid from Sierra Nevada Construction was $703,010. And the low bid from Intermountain Slurry Seal, $685,900. As part of the packet, the letter for bid acceptance from the low bidder from Far West Engineering is attached. They find no exceptions that would preclude us from making the award to them in the amount stated. And I would also like to report that the bids came in under my estimated budget for these projects. And just to break it down for you, because there are portions of the project that will be done in, you know, four or five areas of the county this year. The Lockwood portion, we had initially budgeted $98,000. It came in at $71,500. Mark Twain, we had initial estimated project of $123,000. Came in at $105,400. 6 Mile Canyon, we had estimated at $305,000. Came in at $299,300. Tahoe Reno Industrial, we had initially an allocation in the budget of $200,000. Came in at $95,000. And the Virginia City Highlands portion of Cartwright Road, we had estimated at $167,500, and it came in at $114,700. Yeah, so couldn't read my own writing there. So I'm recommending that we motion to award the bid to Intermountain Slurry Seal as they're in conformance with all applicable NRS and requirements as set forth, unless you have any questions.
And Mr. Chairman, I have a question and then a follow-up statement. Mike, on Far West summary bid that you just reviewed, why are Lockwood and Tri delineated as 1/2-inch seals? And if they're different, what are the others for Mark Twain Estates, 6 Mile, VC?
Good question. The Tri-Center, because of the heavier truck traffic,
right.
And Lockwood, the heavier truck traffic on Canyon Way, okay. Going up to the gravel pit. We put a 1/2-inch chip down, and the other, because we don't have heavy truck traffic, is 3/8.
And then the comment, if I may, and I'm kind of waiting for legal to ultimate first, I want to point out first that the portion in the BC Highlands of constituting 31,000 square yards is actually on the private sections of Cartwright
Correct.
Road. The commission had approved that before. What's before you today, hopefully, will be awarding the bid to this company because we're running out of daylight, as everyone knows. These guys pack up sometime in late September or early October when the weather starts to perceptibly turn, whether it does or not, and they're off to warmer climates. So what we would probably do is work with legal counsel on revisiting that private portion. Award bid would be staff's recommendation, but then before we actually execute that part of the work, we'll have whatever legal document we need or not need.
Just to let the board know that everyone had talked about this last year, and part of the agreement to go forward on the private property was to do a resolution where the county was going to pave that part of the roadway because it was a an area where the public had access with emergency vehicles and school buses. So with that being said, we also, because it again is on private property, the county manager went to the different homeowners association. The Cartwright is the 1 acre lot, so they went to Mr. Carmona, I believe it is, who's the president of the 1 acre lots, and we did get a letter from them that said that they were fine with that. My understanding is, just as the county manager has just told you, that we will follow up with a resolution, but today you'll be fine if you choose to execute the agreement, or not execute, but
award the bid.
Thank you. Award the bid. And with that, all I have to say.
Do we need to generate an agreement down the road?
Yes. Well, what we're going to do is a resolution. So the resolution that we've done in other tech projects, when we've awarded something, we can go forward and award the bid today. We will follow up with the resolution before the execution of the contract.
Commissioner McGuffey, particularly in your role as the Highlands guy, I would tell you, I think from the homeowners associations, we have everything we need.
Right.
They've asked. I've verbally double-checked with Jay over the past year. This was just something we should have done last year, but by the time we got through all the processes to do it right, these companies had already moved south for the winter, so we'll be getting you guys what you need to make that happen. But as far as the HOA is concerned, we're good.
And we have a letter from them.
Yeah, you know, it's basically turned into a public road, not only for Story County emergency teams and police and all that, but it's also used by the 10s and the 40s. You know, so that's. The public's using the road, so that might be part of your writing, I guess.
Yeah, we may want to be careful with that, because historically, while the public has used it, it's owned by, I believe, the 1 acres, as council has said, and quite honestly, we don't want to own more road or define this as owning more road than we want, particularly when design standards are questionable.
Yeah, right.
Well, and when you say design standards questionable, meaning that they don't fit into the percentages of the grade of the road.
The grade,
so that is probably why, I'll leave it right there.
Okay.
All right. Just so I'm clear, on approval of the recommended motion, can we go ahead and sign the notice of award for the contract?
The answer from staff is not the council, but it supports that. The answer is yes. Just hold up on having them do the work till after September 2nd, if possible, on Cartwright, only on Cartwright, while we get a resolution.
Oh, okay.
And if there's exigent circumstances, we can call a special commissioner meeting. It's just a detail, that's all.
It's the 6th.
The 6th.
Okay. So, any public comment? Hearing none. Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the bid award for Public Works Project Number ST-2016-230 to the low bidder, Intermountain Slurry Seal, Inc., in the amount of $685,900 for a Story County Public Works Cape Seal Project.
I'll second that motion.
And moved and second to approve this public works award. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
And Mr. Chairman, I might just add that sometimes even dumb luck plays a role in good government. The delay in waiting, at least on the Highlands portion last year, was advantageous to us, I'm sure, in the reduction in oil and fuel costs tremendously. So not only is Mike reflected across the board countywide, but this project would have cost us a lot more if we would have been able to do it next year. So.
Right. Dumb luck is that trying to keep you in line. That is a dumb luck.
Yeah. All right, moving along now to item number 15, a discussion of possible action. Approval of a short-term extension of collective bargaining agreement, CBA, between Story County, Nevada, and Comstock Chapter, ASTME Local 4041. July 1st, 2013 to June 30th, 2016 CBA. 2. September the 30th of 2016, or until a succeeding CBA is approved by the Board of County Commissioners, whichever comes first, in order to allow collective bargaining between the parties to continue beyond the current CBA period. Mr. Osborne.
Don't accept a standing ovation.
Yeah.
It's always done. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, it's pretty self-explanatory. Collective bargaining is still proceeding with the AFSCME General Employees chapter, and we need more time. We are coming to agreement on most of the items, but there's still more time needed, and probably we'll be able to meet this deadline, and then we'll have a new CBA. What this does, it allows the existing contractual terms to continue on while we're bargaining.
Sure. We're not too far off. So, all right. Any public comment regarding the CBA extension? Commissioners, you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Can I get a motion for approval?
I'll move based on the recommendation by staff, Lance Gilman. I motion to approve a short-term extension of collective bargaining agreement, CBA, between Story County, Nevada, and Comstock Chapter AFSCME, Local 4041, July 1st, 2013, through June 30th, 2016, CBA, to September 30th, 2016, or until a succeeding CBA is approved by the Board of Story County Commissioners, whichever comes first, in order to allow collective bargaining between the parties to continue beyond the current CBA period.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved to second to extend the CBA. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along to item number 20. This is public comment. Any public?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Any questions? Yeah, last of all.
Sorry about that.
What was the question?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What's the item 19?
Of course, we don't usually cover correspondence.
No, okay.
There's no action. I just wanted to board the public aware that the issue of medical marijuana places is not dead.
Okay.
Any other public comment? Hearing none. Meeting is adjourned.